The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Biological attack! Biological attack! We're getting swarmed! They just threw in a smoke bomb into the window.
Yeah, I thought I was muted for a second.
Oh, why? Huh?
No, I couldn't hear myself.
Oh, okay. What? And then it's because I was yelling.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Wait, let's hear it. Ready?
No, no, it's...
There it is. Okay. Just had to hear the thung of the
old... Who are we and what is this?
Welcome back to the shack. I am Wilbur.
And I'm Daniel.
And you're in DW Conspiracy Shack. If this is your first time here, Daniel and I, we break down the questions of the universe, the mysteries of our world. We expose them to you. We break it down, and we give you the hard-hitting truth right here on DW Conspiracy Shack. Ain't that right, Daniel?
I gotta clip that for like ads.
Oh, okay.
That little
blurb. Thing.
Yeah, it's what we do.
What we do. You know, we're the best at it. And ain't no one out there doing it better than us. That's for sure. Because when we get in this shack, we're engaged. We're locked in. Yeah. And our focus is the truth. You know, we got our sights set in. You know, the sights are honed in.
Home. You know,
we're ready to go.
We're ready.
So let's go.
Let's go.
Let's start this shack up. Turn the keys on. Rev this engine up. Where's it taking us today?
We're going somewhere.
I know. Where?
Oh, you're waiting. I was going to keep popping like kind of the last thing you said. I'm drinking moonshine.
Like a hype man.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awful. How awful would this show
doesn't
be?
If you didn't know what this was, doesn't this look disgusting?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. It looks like a big cup of pistachio pudding.
Oh, it does. But it's like watery.
Yeah.
So it looks like you shouldn't be. It looks like something you left out overnight.
It's like an elixir of
mint chocolate chip moonshine.
Old Smoky. Huh.
Old Smoky makes good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So, okay, we're back in the shack. We're here. We're settled in. We're getting settled in. What are we going to talk about today, Daniel?
I have no idea. What did you bring?
Well, I thought you have the iPad right there and you're looking at it.
It's still on other things.
Other things?
Mm-hmm.
What other things are you focusing on in the shack? That should not be. When we're in the shack, we focus on
what
shack
are we
things.
About?
FBI, you said, and I thought.
Oh, FBI secret society conspiracy theory.
Okay, FBI secret society conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm. From Wikipedia.
Oh no! Okay.
When you don't pick our episodes, I mean, that's just the cursory look into it.
No, that's okay.
When you don't do research, this is what you get as a Wikipedia conspiracy list.
I'm
just working my way down them.
What's the thought behind this? What's the conspiracy here?
The FBI secret society is a conspiracy theory claiming the existence of a group of U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation employees within a collective goal of undermining the presidency of any president, but specifically when this was written, Donald Trump.
Oh. Okay. Well, okay. I don't like political stuff, but I do.
I like political stuff. It doesn't matter. You could change out for Barack Obama, Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not a political statement.
Right.
It's when this was written, That was who just the president was.
Yeah.
It's specifically about undermining the presidency. Because there's all these thoughts about, like...
Now, do I think that's
happening? Get rid of, like, throw out Biden for a second, but presidents with, like, Will, you want to talk about Obama or Trump, like, presidents that have some mind to them still. Unlike, you know, Biden's a guy with Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what I mean.
A human being.
Well,
I mean, the most part.
He's a human being. He just got Alzheimer's. He doesn't make any decisions. You lure him into a van with ice cream.
No, I was talking about the presidents you said that have, that can think.
Yeah, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Human beings. Roughly.
So, the whole thing is that, I'll read more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But basically, there I have a lot about specifically the Trump stuff, because that was the more recent one.
When it came about, yeah.
But that the FBI is kind of guiding the presidency.
Okay.
And because there's all this talk when they get in office, basically, the first meeting they have is actually with the FBI.
Yeah.
And they're kind of told what they can and can't do.
Okay.
The presidents.
Okay.
And, like, about what they're allowed to, like, there's a whole thing with, like, Kennedy with the CIA.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. It's just what it is.
Okay.
And I'm sure, I don't know. I'm not as big as a conspiracy guy as you are, so I'm just hoping.
Oh, we both are. We both are. When both engage in the shack.
I guess, and we talked about this all here, I don't doubt anything specifically the government or government offices would do.
Would do or are capable of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not saying that I believe every one of them.
Right.
But if you tell me the government's trafficking kids, I'd be like, I don't know if that's true. I believe it could be true.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not capable of it.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I just don't care to research it.
Right. And well, who wants to actually sit down and research that stuff unless you're like, you know, a crime busting syndicate.
Oh, gosh, I'm drinking a lot.
Or entity. I don't know that.
So this claims were based off of a couple of text messages sent between two employees to the FBI in 2016. The content of these messages was later revealed to likely be a joke other than not a conspiracy theory, like an actual, conspiracy.
Right.
But yeah, some FBI agents were joking back and forth about undermining the presidency and text messages, and then it got surfaced.
Now, that did happen. Mm-hmm. That was, I can picture the guy's face. Shoot. It's crazy how much time has passed since all this stuff.
2016.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is 8 years ago now, closing in on, and this was, his name is Peter something, I think.
Oh, I have the names.
Is it Peter?
Yep.
Peter.
Storitz.
No, let me read it. It's Strzok. Peter Strzok.
That's how you say
Let me see it.
Strzok.
Yes, Peter Strzok. Yep. Strzok. It's like weird name. It's
and
Peter
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller.
Mueller?
So, Mueller.
Okay.
It looks like Mueller.
Mueller, I would
but
say.
But it's Mueller. That's okay. How they've been saying it. So now, okay. So
I'm working on getting a little drunk, so.
No, that's okay. I can fill in these gaps. Because this I remember, because I was into...
I have the text and everything, like, I have quotes.
Let's see if I can remember correctly. I'm going to do my best. Basically, he was texting some woman, and her name was, and I cannot, maybe not Lisa.
Maybe this will be the political episode.
And maybe.
The Trump trial, I have know nothing about it. I just see the memes everywhere.
Oh, which one? The one now?
Yeah.
Okay, I say which one? The Trump trial now or the one before?
We'll talk about that at the end, after this.
Like the Mueller trial and all that stuff? Because turns out, I mean... Not to jump ahead the shark here, but that whole thing, and it's not a political statement. This is just fact, truth, and fact. You know, what's right and what's wrong. Turns out that what started that Mueller investigation, what kicked it all off, was opposition research done by the Clinton campaign to do on president or presidential candidate then. Trump, they paid Steele dossier. They paid for the Steele dossier and Richard Steele. I think that was his name, Richard. He was a UK. He worked in. He's a UK guy, but he worked in like British intelligence and stuff like that. They paid him to do research on, you know, to research Donald Trump and discover things about him to make, you know, to find dirt on him, basically. And then that was what he revealed in his Steele dossier. But turns out after it went to trial and all that, so that was like the main focus of the Mueller trial was the Steele dossier. It all kind of hinged around that research. But what that came out now, it's public knowledge, is that the Clinton campaign, not like, I'm not trying to like, oh, Clinton is evil. I'm not saying that. The Clinton political campaign, they used their funding to hire Steele to make his to make a dossier, but they filed it under not opposition research. They just filed it under something else, so it didn't look like they were the ones funding him to do, because he was supposed to be like a third party, had nothing to do with the political campaigns. He was just a third party entity doing research or that came up with this documentary, you know, because Trump was running for president. So it's good that the public knows this information. What wasn't revealed was that he was hired by the Clinton campaign to do it initially. And that was kept secret and hidden. And they kept that secret and hidden in court. And they tried to hide. They wouldn't testify about that in court. They would not admit who funded it. They wouldn't. Now, it, through, I think, Freedom of Information Act and all that stuff, now it's public knowledge that it was the Clinton campaign's. It was, they researched it. They funded him and all that. And they were hit with a fine. That's it. They were hit with a fine for filing it under not opposition research, but for filing under, you know, whatever research they were doing it for. The ironic thing about all of that, to bring it up to modern day now, is that, you know, Trump just got convicted, you know, what, 30-something felonies and
I don't know. Something stupid. I have no idea. That's why I do kind of want to talk about that. No, I
wouldn't mind talking about it if I knew a little more, if I did more research about.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, it's all politically motivated bogus crap anyways.
How can somebody commit 37?
Seven, I think it was. It was what he was indicted on.
And still be walking around.
Exactly. And
I'm not saying I like Trump or I don't care. I really believe personally it does not matter.
But
they are the same team.
Absolutely.
It's all a puppet show, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
And this has been not an argument with like me and my dad or anything like that, but a talking point. Yeah. I really truthfully don't think it matters to vote anymore.
Because they don't have to,
and people don't understand that about the electoral ballot. They do not have to vote with the popular vote.
No.
That is why Al Gore did not win. And you can say whatever you want about Al Gore. I do not care. I do not care about any side. But why he did not win is because your state representatives do not have to vote their votes with the popular vote. You doing the popular vote is this whole sham to make you think you have a choice with it. It's your representatives of your state are voting.
Yes. They represent each one of those electoral numbers,
their electoral ballot numbers.
Yes, that go into electoral
college. I have
whatever,
37.
Yeah.
And now my 37 is going for Trump. 37 is going for Joe. It didn't matter.
Now, typically, they do. Typically,
they say they do.
Yes.
You have no idea.
But it's
a machine.
Right.
Counting.
But it's this when it's the popular vote of each state, then gets that point for that state.
Yes, they don't have to.
Right, but they don't have to. That's the thing. They don't have to. But typically, it's where it's more, even more corrupt is when you break it down before you get to the main election, you get down to like the Republican primaries and the Democratic primaries. And I don't think Republicans have it, which I'm sure they'll change it in the near future, especially with someone like Trump. That I still don't know where I'm at on Trump. I don't know if he's a plant.
I don't think he has to be.
Yeah, right. I don't know either. Either way, I don't think.
I think he's funny.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I do think.
I don't know.
I think he's an incredibly gifted businessman.
Savvy, yeah. Way with words.
I didn't call her a fat. I didn't call women fat pigs.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
I called
O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell a fat pig.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know she was a woman.
That's what they said in that debate. You referred to women as fat pigs?
No.
No.
I referred to Rosie O'Donnell as a fat pig.
Only Rosie O'Donnell. God dang it, Dick. So mean, but that's something you'd expect to hear come out of a president's mouth, which is funny.
It's humorous.
Because of all the crap that we've had to put up with our entire lives with every president we've ever dealt with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, like, people...
I mean, you wouldn't think Kennedy was good. He got shot.
Well, that was in our lifetime. Close, but not in our lifetime.
Yeah, I guess I kind of count that because it was in relatively recent generations. We could talk about Teddy, but, you know, that's...
Right.
A century and a quarter ago.
I just mean like specifically in our lifetimes, like what we've personally witnessed and, you know, gone through.
George Washington, or was it George Washington Carver? Or no, what was the peanut guy?
George Washington Carver?
No, the peanut president.
Jimmy Carter.
Did you not like him?
Not in my lifetime.
But wasn't he right?
He had to be maybe right.
No, you were
before. He's before.
Wasn't he the early 90s?
Nope. That would have been... Clinton.
I thought he was right before Clinton.
No, that would have been Bush Sr. was before Clinton.
Oh, so he was right before Bush Sr.
Yep.
Okay.
Because, gosh, we can do like a...
Jimmy Carter? We're just going to talk.
I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to keep jumping from tangent to tangent.
I pulled up Mammoth Cake, that's why I last searched. Uh-huh. It's Jimmy Carter?
Yeah. The peanut guy.
Jimmy Carter presidency years. I just don't know.
So it went Bush Sr. first.
We were way off.
It was before that even.
77 to 81.
81, okay. So there's some... So then...
Parents.
Was Bush then after that? Or was there someone after that and then Bush?
Okay, let me just... No, it was Reagan, then Ford. No, wait. Okay, no, they pulled them up out of order.
Yeah.
Let me get the presidency order.
Okay. But yeah, I think it went Carter, Bush, Clinton, Bush, I think. But I think when I was very young, I think I remember the... I do remember the Clinton.
Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden.
Okay, so Reagan was in between Carter and Bush Sr.
If I look at from 69 on, in my opinion, the only one that looks like they have an honest face is probably Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just looks like a happy grandpa in every photo.
Well, he's a humble peanut farmer.
He is still, I don't know if he's still doing it, but he was doing the actively building Habitats for Humanity.
Yeah.
Like he was actually doing it.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't just paying money. Just
he was out there slamming nails.
He was doing it in his 90s.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm not saying you can say anything. I don't know anything about his political career. I'm just saying.
I don't either. Be honest, I don't know. I mean, that stuff, I will always
Here's
commend
funny.
Good deeds.
He's 99 right now. He's died last year. Oh, no, his wife died last year. I think he's still alive.
I think he's still alive.
He's 99.
Yeah, it's crazy for a president.
Last year he was still out as Habitat Humanity houses building.
Really? That's crazy. Well, a humble peanut farmer.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know anything really about him. He could be a monster, but
I don't know either. Yeah. Or else I would say more things, but I don't know. I don't know enough to say anything.
Didn't mean to take you off tangent.
No, we'll just jump back in where I was. Like, with when presidents, I remember Bush was in office. And then I think he was only in for 4 years. He had a one-term presidency. And that's – in his term, he tried to pass a North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which basically, you know, took a lot of our jobs from American jobs to Mexico, to Canada, things like that. So it was all free trade.
Who did this?
Bush Sr. tried to.
Oh, tried to.
He wanted to.
And he ran this – he ran the FBI, right?
Yes, he was the head CIA. He was the head of CIA when Kennedy, around the time Kennedy was in office.
Took a stroll down the grassy knoll?
I think Kennedy, I don't know if Bush was at the top when Kennedy was assassinated, but
I'll look it up.
Okay, it was around the same year, so it was around that time. Or Bush took over shortly thereafter.
You know what year Kennedy was assassinated?
Wasn't it in 60 or 70, went to the moon in 69.
What year did Bush Sr. run the CIA?
Getting assassinated in like 70 or 71, something like that.
Well,
or 68, was it before we went to the moon?
Well, 76 to 77
was he went.
Oh, that's the only time he ran it.
Oh, when he ran it, yeah,
he was
when
10
he was
days shy of a full year.
Yeah, I don't know if he was, I think he was just one of the interim guys, like to set up everything.
He was there forever, he was the 11th director ever.
Oh, yeah, he was there for his whole career almost.
He was born the same year as Carter.
Wow. But look who's still alive.
I was going to say, well.
The one that's not a complete
As far
monster.
As we know, an evident monster.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
he does his child molesting in private.
In private, yeah. He doesn't.
Like normal high government ranking pedophiles.
Doesn't masturbate in front of his, or watch his son
What is
masturbate
that, the Deadhead Society? Or
Skull and Bones Club.
Skull and Bones Club.
Yeah.
Deadhead Society.
I think that might be a... a band following.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Might be the Grateful Dead.
I am drinking moonshine.
Yes. That don't help.
Give me some of that moonshine. You want some?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
There's not going to be much left.
Not in the shack. I don't drink in the shack. Just immediately when I step outside of it.
Continue. Sorry.
But Bush, so he tried to pass that North American Free Trade Agreement. Couldn't get it done. Lo and behold, oh no. Only one term for this guy. Let's run a Democrat and push him. Make sure he wins the election. And what's the main bill he's going to push? Oh, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The same exact bill the Republican president couldn't get passed because everyone hated it because it was a Republican idea. Let's put a Democrat in office. We'll spin it any other way. It's the same exact thing. They just spun it with a Democratic spin.
We want to point that out to all the listeners. They are the same group of people. Republican and Democrats are literally, there's this couple of those leakers that talk about like the Senate when it's open and they are fighting and screaming and, you know, sitting on sides. Versus when the Senate's closed,
they're all buddy buddies. Yeah, you could see them like elbowing each other, like when they don't know cameras on them. Mm-hmm. You see them like high five and elbowing, laughing with each other. Cameras on.
They're the same group.
Yeah. Oh, they're the same group getting paid by the same people.
Yeah.
Getting paid by the same group to tell them what they should be doing.
Like Obama, for example, dropped more bombs in U.S. history than any other president ever.
And we, it was so much bombs, we ran out of bombs to drop.
The U.S.
ran out of
number
bombs.
Number one bomb producer in the world.
We ran out because Obama dropped so many drones. And mostly
everybody was mad at Bush.
And most of them were drone piloted.
Yeah.
And most of those drone bombings killed 80% civilians.
Yeah.
80%.
But that's being a Republican wouldn't do it. I'm just pointing that out. It's the same thing. Group of people.
The difference between like.
But they spun it like he was fighting for freedom, and he got the Nobel. He got the Nobel Peace Prize,
which is a joke.
While he was dropping bombs on civilians,
more bombs than Bush.
Any other president ever combined.
Yeah,
and including the World War II presidents.
Yeah, it's bad.
All they were doing was dropping bombs.
Mm-hmm. He took
they
us.
They were carpet bombing Vietnam,
and we've been out of there for like 30 years.
No, I'm just saying they were carpet bombing Vietnam.
Oh, gotcha,
for
gotcha.
Years. And he dropped more bombs in his presidency than they did.
See, the difference between Vietnam, you see, that's just one war. That's the problem there. There's just one war. If you want to run out of bombs, you got to start at least five. So when Bush Jr., when W left office, he had us in two wars with two countries. I think Iraq and Afghanistan. When Obama was in office, he took those two wars and brought us up to war with seven different countries. And that includes Syria, Libya, there's three more. Who am I missing?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, you're right. It doesn't matter. All I know is the number seven. We went from two to seven. And I think the biggest difference, like I said with North America, I think where I was getting at with that, when Clinton passed the North American Free Trade Agreement, you know, deal because a Republican in office couldn't get it passed because everyone hated the idea because it sounded like a Republican kind of idea because the workers knew they were getting screwed. Like, this isn't good for any of us to export all of our work to other countries to make the same products we're making here. It's just someone else is doing it for cheaper and now we don't have a job to do it. It was all that did. It just made it, it made prices cheaper, but it also made labor
disappear. I mean, killed whole cities like Detroit.
Exactly. So that happened.
Keep in mind, everybody, Detroit went from being one of the most prosperous cities in the U.S., one of the most prosperous countries in the world, to being a hellhole.
An active hellhole
full of nothing but debt and poverty. And it's none of those people that live there's fault.
No, they're stuck in it.
They got the carpet ripped from under them, just like they did in Appalachia with the coal industry.
And every,
which I'm all for not having coal, but when you just rip the carpet under them and you move to Chinese coal or whatever, you have whole cities that instantly have no money.
No income.
So when you do that to Detroit, you have all these workers, all these families that are in instant poverty.
Yeah.
There's no transition. It goes from hundreds of thousands of jobs to nothing.
Yeah.
And of course your requirement's going to shoot up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Any like race, nothing. It doesn't matter.
Does not matter
when there's the poverty rate. Like when you take all the money away,
of course,
crime rate's going to go up.
Yes, it's a product of that environment.
You're going to survive. Not you're do what you need to survive.
Exactly. It's a product of the environment, not the product of the people.
Exactly. I think it's the best way. I'm a little drunk.
That's all right. But that's so. A lot of stuff like in politics, at least I view it now. At least the veil has been lifted a little bit when I see things. That's just one example of taking, you know, it's the spin. It's just politicians and government themselves, when they communicate ideas to you, all they're doing is spinning ideas they want you to agree with. could be the worst ideas, but if they want it, they will spin it and make it appear like you need this, you want this, so you're going to vote for it and approve of it and not raise a stink when it gets approved. The biggest example I can use now is like the wars, like with Ukraine and Israel.
Just money laundering schemes.
It's 100% what I think it is. But the issue is when you see both sides agree, like, yeah. Oh, we need this. We got to vote for this.
That's what you should have. Everybody should vote no.
100%.
If both Democrats and Republicans are like publicly admitting, like,
agreeing on something.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea if you're a citizen.
Voting unanimously. Okay, we need to fund this. Yep. Republicans and Democrats are like, yep, this is such a good cause. We both need
to be president.
Things would change.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get assassinated in the first 2 days of office.
I was going to say, you get assassinated before you might.
Every citizen gets a gun and a newt.
Duck.
A duck.
No, duck.
Oh.
That red laser beam came through the window again.
It scared me.
Duck! It's back!
I thought you wanted me to hit the duck button.
We need like a button for that.
I have a button that says duck.
Oh, not literally duck.
It says duck.
No, it doesn't.
It says duck. It doesn't do anything. I don't know what it
is. Oh, okay.
It's audio ducking. You can't hear what it's doing to our voices, but it's doing something.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
It's just
an effect.
It's an effect.
Okay, gotcha.
But it does say duck.
Yeah, we need some DW buttons over there.
I'm from the CIA, and I'm here to assassinate you. Open vault.
Basically.
I shouldn't be drinking and doing this.
Well, that's basically what they would say if they actually interjected into conversations like this, that we know where they're listening.
The typical, like the movie, like the CIA guy with his hand on his earpiece. Like, exactly. Rise up out of the background and then go back down.
I'm CIA. He doesn't even have a name. I'm CIA. Like CIA just becomes an
entity. Do you remember? Oh gosh. It was Johnny Test was a cartoon.
I remember that cartoon, but I never watched it.
There were two CIA guys.
Okay.
And there was Mr. White and Mr. Black. There were two guys. One was a black guy. One was a white guy.
Was the black guy white and the white guy black? Yes. Okay.
It was like a kid's joke, you know? It was always funny, but they look identical.
Yeah.
They were literally the same, like carbon copy character.
Just one was like, white and one's black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty made me laugh. I don't know.
That's funny.
No, government corruption. You want to talk about abortion too? Just throw that in there.
We could do a government corruption hodgepodge. Like, what about abortion? I don't mind talking about it.
Oh, I don't think we probably should.
Oh, you were joking?
That was the worst topic to ever talk about in the public space.
Is it?
Yeah.
We should desensitize that.
I mean, everybody's entitled to every opinion. Absolutely. Some states have... In my opinion,
desensitize the idea of discussing it without people getting like
whatever. Ruin our careers. Do you hear me? Huh? Do you hear me at all?
What'd you say?
So sure, let's just ruin our careers. Let's talk about abortion.
Oh, our careers. I thought you were ruining someone else's because like people already get paid just to talk about that. To do.
No, like, oh, for example, New York.
Yeah.
Is a state where abortion's legal, which is whatever. But it's also so. I can't remember what their week limit is. They have a certain, you know, number of weeks you're allowed to get, but it's pretty late term for New York.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they're babies, in my opinion. Like, anyways. So, but you can get an abortion pretty late, but you also get charged if you kill a lady that's pregnant. You get charged with double homicide.
Double murder, yeah, double homicide.
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't get charged if she kills that baby.
No.
I'm just saying, there's some weird rules.
Yeah, it fits around whatever, I don't know, culture thing you want to push. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's hypocritical if you have laws designed around that. Basically, you're only setting up a situation there, in that situation, which is what we have now, for people to, I don't want to say do bad things. I'm just saying that.
We probably should move off the subject.
I mean murder. I meant the murder part.
Oh,
okay. Like murdering a pregnant woman. Like, yes, awful thing. Person should be put away. But then you flip it, and you, like if you per, you know, like you said, double murder. It's a double homicide. You're putting that person away in jail longer, mm-hmm. which he did a heinous act, double murder. But then, like you said, if the mom like decides, which like I said, it's your choice, but I think once it reaches a certain point, that's where I draw like a line. Like
I have opinions that I don't think I'll share.
That's okay. That's fine. That's why you're in the shack. You can share what you want. You
I don't want to.
Okay.
Because I'm worried that I'm going to not stop.
Oh, okay. Because
I am drinking.
Personally, I just don't think you should do it ever unless the mother's health, like, there's an apparent risk. Like, she's going to die. And this baby hasn't been, like, fully even, like, if it's still, like, super early. I don't know. It's hairy. It's a thorny issue.
It's not an easy issue to discuss.
Yeah.
Even if everybody's open to talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
Yeah.
That's
true.
I mean, it's just not. It's not an easy issue to discuss.
It's not.
Because everybody has a hard opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's very sensitive to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's whatever. Let's go back to how politicians are evil.
Okay, all right. Well, you're the one that interjected. Why throw abortion?
It was a joke because like everybody talks about abortion. It didn't matter what side you're on. It's like a career ender.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which, it is for anybody. It doesn't
you're
matter.
Right. No, you're right because you don't ever see it publicly discussed often at all.
Unless it's somebody's literally bashing somebody else. Like,
yeah,
it's literally the abortion debate is saved for the very end. Just hit somebody. It doesn't matter which side.
No.
It matter. Pro, against, does not matter.
It doesn't.
But it's that club to really just end a fight.
And even, like, when I was in college, and like I said, I'm pro-life. I mean, I just say that. I'm pro-life. But in college, you see the pro-life people, you know, it's the stuff that they're saying is, like, awful, too.
I'm not, yeah. No, it's
the
same thing. Like, I feel bad for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
That for Christianity, for example, did they get their first taste of Christianity as like hardcore burn in hell Bible thumper?
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying they're necessarily wrong as far as the religion is concerned, but that's not how you introduce somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to save somebody,
mm-hmm.
that's not how, and if you're a Christian, you're put on this earth to save other people.
Right. I don't think the proper route is fear, 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 fear.
And you do need to talk about those things.
Yeah.
But that's not like the lady at the Hocking Hills
thing. Yeah.
Just screaming how everybody's going to burn in hell.
You're right, exactly.
At a Bigfoot festival. Because mm-hmm. it's a Bigfoot festival.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
That did happen.
It did, 100%. Everybody hates you now. And now they hate that instant of them relating to Christianity is now a negative instance.
Right, yeah.
And she wasn't, I don't think she was a bad person. I think she was very misled. And because a pastor came and tried to, you know, talk to her and calmed her down. Literally, the pastor from the church that was on the street we were on, he was enjoying the Bigfoot festival.
Yeah.
Came out and was like, no, that's not the way we do this stuff.
Yeah.
I went out and did all kinds of projects and stuff. Like, never once did I tell anybody they're going to burn in hell.
Right. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, unless they talk about it, they want to talk about revelations. They want to talk about, you know, eternal punishment. But you have outs. Like, it's built in, like, you're supposed to work towards the out.
Right.
You're not
supposed to work for
you
like,
will,
avoiding.
Yeah.
The point isn't to avoid hell.
Hell's not made for people. It's now we're getting a religious debate.
Yeah.
Hell's not made for people. Did you know that?
Okay.
Hell was never made for a human soul.
Okay.
It was made for Lucifer to run his domain. And people that follow Lucifer, that's where they end up.
Mm.
So it's from when some of the angels got casted out.
Because
Lucifer wanted his own domain.
Gotcha.
So okay. Hell was never made for people. And that's the... So God doesn't send anybody to hell. You choose to go to hell.
Ah, through your actions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just, I don't know. That's just one of the Bible things.
Yeah. I always thought of it as, I think of it as like a, the karma burn off. It's a karma burn.
No, you don't get out of it.
Huh?
You don't get out of it.
You think it's eternal forever?
Yes. Because me and you've talked about time a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a very human concept.
Right.
So once we're out of this form of existence, I think it is eternal, but I think that has a different meaning. It's hard to explain because once we shed the body,
yeah,
time has no meaning.
Right. Right. Even like now, like time only, is relative to our experience in this world
as actively rotting
as this meat vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Meat vessel.
Back to politics.
I like this stuff.
Well, that's fine. We can talk about it more. I don't care. This is, I think DW the last like 6 weeks has just been rambling. Everybody loves it. I don't care.
You know what? That's because we're one of the people. We're here. We're in the shack representing the people. We're just like you. You are just like we.
But as a Christian, I'll never like. Now, I don't know. I will speak to anybody about anything from the Bible. As far as my understanding, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's a big point in the Bible.
Except Clark Gable.
Not perfect.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe close, but
I don't even know why. But Clark.
I don't know who Clark Gable is.
An actor from like the 50s?
Oh, well, maybe.
40s, 30s, maybe?
Well, he probably hit women, but that was the time.
He was in Madagascar, that movie. Is that what it's called, Madagascar?
Yeah. Who was he in Madagascar?
The main guy, Clark Gable. No, not Madagascar. Sorry, not Madagascar.
Cartoon?
No, not Madagascar. I'm thinking of a different movie. Not Madagascar. That's a cartoon. It's an old movie.
Casablanca?
Casablanca is what I was thinking of, but it's not him, I don't think.
Yeah, Casablanca is not close to Madagascar.
I know. It's shape of words. Gone with the Wind was the movie I was thinking of. That's Clark Gable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a statue of him in the other room.
See? Perfect.
I do.
Perfect human.
I have a 3-foot... I didn't know what his name was.
You have a 3-foot statue of Clark Gable and you didn't even know?
Yeah, because Grandma painted the whole series. But that's the only one I kept is the two Rhett Butt and the lady. I don't know.
Okay.
Because he was Rhett in Gone with the Wind.
The main guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember it from... you ever seen the movie?
The guy that got her pregnant?
I think so. I watched that movie as a little kid with my mom.
Which one?
The old one, the black and white one?
No. Which version?
I have no idea.
You know, there's one version's like 8 hours long.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what I watched.
It was done more like stage play style.
So probably not that one then.
I've watched that one. I got tricked into that one.
For gosh.
Because Grandma took me to see the new Jurassic Park in theaters. I watched it with her. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll watch a movie with you. 8.5-hour freaking movie.
She took you to see Jurassic Park, but it was really Gone with the Wind?
No.
Oh.
That was the agreement. If you watch Gone with the Wind with me, I will take you to watch Jurassic Park.
Gotcha.
Jurassic Park 2 in theaters.
What a trickster.
Lie of omission. You know, as a kid, you're like, our movies are an hour long.
Yeah, exactly. Like
all day.
Yeah, we're sitting there watching this. You couldn't even get up and leave, probably, could you?
It was...
you break the contract.
We stopped and ate and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's funny. No, didn't know. And there, see all the references? Like, see what things unlock doing these episodes? Now you know...
Hopefully people are enjoying this.
Now you know you have a Clark Gable statue in your kitchen.
I didn't know what his name was. I know it was Rhett Butt.
Yeah. I only remember him. I only said that name.
Rhett.
Why are we even talking about Nobody's Perfect? Go back to that.
No, it says in the Bible, nobody's perfect. That's the point why Jesus died for your sins. Because it's the ultimate sacrifice. Because you had to sacrifice to clear your sins forever in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Like, that was the point of sacrifices to God, animals and such. It could be grain and stuff like that, too. You know, you had to sacrifice normally the best of whatever you produced that year. And that's where Cain and Abel kind of got into fights.
So he sacrificed his brother?
Because Cain killed Abel.
Yeah.
But Cain was giving God his second best stuff, and Abel was giving God his first best stuff. So God showed favoritism towards Abel
because
Abel was doing what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Cain got mad and blamed Abel and killed Abel. So that was the point. But when Jesus came, he paid the ultimate debt, declare our sins. You just have to repent and ask for forgiveness, and you're cleared of your sins.
Right.
You have to mean it, though. That's the thing where people are always like, well, Hitler could ask for forgiveness on his deathbed and go to heaven. There's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, you're talking, in my religion, you're talking to God. God knows if you're lying or not.
Right.
It's not just like filling out a form.
Right.
You have to actually mean it. Like, and obviously he knows, or they know, you know, what, you know.
Because it's
an omnipotent being.
Yeah, it's like you. Like, you know when you're lying to yourself.
So if Hitler, like, the only way Hitler would go into heaven, and I think that's where Christians just answer some Christians answer the fast way. Like, yeah, he could. Yes, he could. He would have to truly mean it.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, a level of sorrow I don't think Hitler, when he died, was able to, like, get to.
Probably not.
In my opinion.
I don't think so. I mean, probably not.
Not saying he couldn't, or, like, you can't, like, serial killers, they can repent if they truly, like, I mean, it's not just something, like, you say and it goes away.
Right, yeah.
I think that's where a lot of non-Christians don't understand, and a lot of Christians have a poor way of explaining.
You have to, not only do you talk the talk, you have to walk the walk.
Well, it's between you and God. That's the whole point of the Bible. It doesn't matter. You don't have to go to church.
Actions.
You don't have to.
Over words.
Yeah, it's all about your relationship with God is the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. Anybody else sitting in the pew. I don't care if you go to church.
Yeah, you can do it. You got free will to do as you wish. It's just
I'm just saying you don't intentions, have to go to church to be a good Christian.
Right, exactly. It's your intentions.
But just because you're a good person having a good life doesn't mean you'll go to heaven either in that aspect.
Right. And just because you go to church doesn't mean you're a good Christian.
I think Mike, yeah, exactly. And I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I know plenty of them.
I think Mike Tyson said it best to a young fighter that, because he said to Mike that, like, and I didn't know Mike was a big Christian, but said to Mike that, oh, God's obviously on his favor because he's, you know, he's had an easy time.
Easy time.
Well, he has.
Mike Tyson?
No, Mike Tyson, this young fighter coming up was telling Mike Tyson this. And he's like, a lot of times, the only one that paves an easy path for you is the devil. Because he keeps you in sin, so you don't want to struggle to get out of it.
He not wrong at all.
No, it's how it is.
Yeah.
The mousetrap, being in the cage,
mm-hmm.
food and water, all that stuff.
Yep.
It's like freedom, right? Would you give up all your freedom for safety?
Well, I was going to say, it's like the movie The Matrix, when Cypher's talking to him, explaining it.
Oh gosh, there's a lot of moonshine.
You know what I'm talking about? You remember that scene?
No.
So he's talking to Neo about...
politics, yeah. I'm just picking.
I mean, it's kind of like that. Yeah, basically, it's like living in the system. He's talking about in The Matrix. He's like, do I want to live out here in the world, like the real world, you know, where they're in the machine, you know, they're in their ship navigating. He's like, or, you know, in The Matrix, I can have a juicy steak. Even though I know it's not real.
That betrayed him.
Yeah. He's like, I know it's real.
I do remember that.
He's like, and what do I want to choose? Do I want to choose to live in this, like, and struggle? Or maybe I just want to have the juicy steak.
Yeah, there's a really cool poem that kind of explains that. And I have no idea how politics got into the God talk or religion talk.
It all blends.
When you pray for strength, God will send you struggles so you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's all that. It's a long poem about all the stuff that a man prayed for. And this at sounds, the end,
yeah.
It's a big long poem. And then at the end, the man's like, well, why'd you give me all this? And he's like, well, look. You have strength. You have this. You have you got everything you prayed for.
God works in mysterious ways.
That in the devil's the only one that's going to pave you the golden path.
Yeah.
Some people, new Christians have, a thought that you become a Christian and everything's easy. No, Christians die for Christianity.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... Life, you still live in a sinful world. It's not God throwing stuff at you. You know, the world is awful. And the more that you push out against the sinful world, the more the sinful world will throw at you.
Okay.
Because you're an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going through life and it's easy and you're just going through the motions, it's probably because you're not that big of a threat to the evil forces in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a threat. I don't know.
There a threat you go. For good.
No, yeah. The world is an evil place.
Mm-hmm.
As far as everything we talk about, politics, like, I'm not talking nature. I'm not talking the physical earth itself.
Right.
I'm talking there's demons literally in everything.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're getting
society.
If you're getting an easy path.
The cultural world, like navigating that.
We better get back on politics.
Where are we at? Where do we leave off?
I don't know. Just how everybody's evil. Everybody's literally demons.
I mean, basically. Okay, where do we get to? Not everybody. No, I think majority of people are normal.
You have
good.
One politician you like, and it makes no sense to me.
Thomas Massie. So I'll give you that for an example, which still, to this day, is...
How do you spell Thomas Massie?
Thomas, T-H-O.
T-H-O-M-A-S.
Yeah.
M-A.
S-S-I-E. Look him up, people. I encourage anyone.
Oh my gosh, he looks like a turtle.
He's a Kentucky man. He's a good man.
He looks like you caught a frog.
You know what?
And put him in a suit.
I can't wait to replay this to you because you're going to be so embarrassed saying this about this man.
I didn't say anything bad about it. I just say what he looked like.
I didn't say anything bad about it. He just looks like a turtle that caught in a suit.
I look like a half-shaped gorilla.
A what?
Half-shaped gorilla.
Okay. I thought you said shaped. I was like...
A half-shaped gorilla.
I was like, what?
Yes.
No, Thomas, I really like him a lot. He's a homesteader guy. He has his own wallapini. Did you know that?
What's a wallapini?
Sunken, buried... Greenhouse.
We did talk about that.
That Native Americans used to implement them as well.
How'd they do it?
I don't know. Not for sure what they used as their, but they would do it. They would dig it. You know, they dig.
How
the trench.
They have glass?
I know. Yeah, I don't know if they dig the trenches in the ground and they would maybe just canvassed over or skin. You know, just covered.
How did the sunlight get in?
I'm sure it had still.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's Native American. That's where the term come from. But they sunk it because you got more stable temperature down there. You know, it was still exposed, Like the sunlight could still come in, but the majority of it was sunken underground. But Thomas Massie, I'm very for everything. Like everything he says, I generally agree with, and it's usually based in a place.
Habit of anti-organizing Washington's most powerful leaders and his own party.
Mm-hmm. The Republicans don't really like him because he's more, I wouldn't call him a Republican. I call him an independent.
That's where he falls he's more, in as far as anybody's concerned.
Right, yeah. You have to be one or the other. He's more of a libertarian than anything, is what I would say. Really smart, really intelligent guy. And like what we talked about, like funding. Like when both sides agree, you know, like, hey, we need to send $100 billion to Ukraine, stat. He was one of the guys like
He also stalled the COVID relief packages.
Yeah, he fought against all that stuff.
Which I enjoyed the COVID relief packages, sir.
Okay, you didn't realize that was the biggest upward transfer of wealth.
I didn't say there wasn't hidden strings.
Oh, everything. There was
I just enjoyed my money.
There you go. You got the carrot. They threw the carrot.
I like the carrot.
Yeah. Too bad it's screwing you long run. It screwed everybody. It screwed all of us. It was the number one.
Everybody highest. I will die with no money, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think maybe. Oh, me too. But it's. I don't want to die.
We're both very not money or motivated people, and I think that's why we've had so much success together.
I'd say so. I'm just very satisfied with the simple things in life.
Yeah,
I don't need much. I like having water to drink.
I don't like toys. Struggling, obviously. Nobody likes struggling. Oh, no,
yeah.
But if you got all your stuff, your kids are happy, like, you go out and play in the creek, like, you don't need to go to Disneyland.
No.
I think that's the biggest talk. Do you know how much it is to park?
I can't imagine anymore.
I think I just watched a YouTuber. It was $125 to park, and their tickets were, like, $500 each. Good Lord. Just don't go.
Yeah, I would never go.
Go to an aquarium.
Yeah.
They're $10.
Way better.
You go to a free museum. The museum in Toledo was almost all free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're cool. Like, you can, I get, it's not Anna from Frozen.
Exactly.
Shooting, never mind. I about said something really inappropriate.
Yeah.
I am drinking. I'm reading all of his
controversies. Okay, we're on the shack. It's the shack.
Daniel Wilbur.
Daniel can say whatever he wants in the shack. That's why he has this. That's why he started this show.
Daniel didn't start nothing.
Yeah, Daniel was outside the Grips of Corn studio listening to them guys talk and just eating it up. He's like, I can do that.
I'm just reading some of his controversies.
Yeah, what are the controversies? Are they, as every controversy...
The stalling thing that comes up a lot. I'm not saying it's not good or bad. I'm just saying that as far as controversies for a politician...
Exactly, there you go. Let's see what they come up with. Usually controversies are bad
for... No, I mean, like you said, you stalled a bunch of these
it's good.
Quote-unquote... Yeah, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not joking about the... COVID bailout or whatever.
Being the contrarian as normal.
Yeah.
Daniel is a contrarian.
Held guns in his Christmas photo.
Oh, no. See what I mean?
We did that. Actually, my senior picture is with me and the dog and the gun.
Yep, that's such a big problem.
Mm-hmm. You can keep talking. I'm just looking.
And I really like him. He always seems to be on the right side of everything, like the correct side. I shouldn't even say right or left side of anything. What were you going to say?
I'm just reading.
Okay, I thought you did one of those breaths where...
Oh, sorry. I'm a little drunk.
Getting ready to say something. I know how you are. But no, I really enjoy him. If anyone, like...
He's anti-Israel.
He's anti-Israeli, supporting, like, funding the Israeli government.
Killing everybody. Yeah, I wonder why.
Anti-them killing, murdering, genociding women and children in Gaza. Like, wiping out a whole...
He's one of the few politicians
so bad.
That have been accredited for proper campaign spending. He's known to be quite savvy with how he spends his money in campaigning.
Good man. Smart man. See, you're liking him more and more.
Todd Meredith.
Why does that name sound familiar?
We know Todd.
Why?
It's not the same Todd.
Okay. Different.
Well, we do know a Todd Meredith.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
We do know him.
I know who Todd is. Yeah, he almost got blown up at that live show by that fridge.
Just talking about nonsense.
Literally nobody would know that reference but you and me.
Todd and 35 other people.
Todd didn't even know that we're back there talking about that refrigerator that's getting louder and louder and he's right beside it.
It was funny.
What am I saying? Something wrong?
No, it's okay. Just continue with other stuff.
But yeah, I like Thomas Massie. I just do. There's not many politicians I like at all because I know all of them are corrupted. There's very few and far between that I believe are not, and I believe he is one of them. I think he's an authentic human being.
He's personally, he said he's had a really back and forth relationship with Trump.
Oh, Trump hates him. Trump
he's
hates
saying
him.
He's personally, I'm reading a quote from Massey himself.
Yeah.
He's in his own words, a really back and forth relationship with Trump,
mm-hmm.
which I'm just assuming like anybody, Trump probably said something you agree with. And then the next thing comes out of his mouth is something you completely don't agree with.
Well, I think he was saying something against, if I remember correctly, I think this was back when, I could be getting this wrong, but I think it was when Trump was trying to acknowledge the, is it Argentina? Or what's the South American country that has all that lithium and oil now? Bolivia? Argentina?
Oh, it didn't matter.
It's one of those countries down there.
The jetpack predators? That's Argentina.
It might be Argentina.
Like they said, it's miners with jetpacks. The face peelers.
I think it's
poor
them.
Jungle people.
Yes, yeah.
And
I'm
not saying that derogatory. They live a better life. Like it's all natural.
But, I want to be a jungle.
Literally, when miners come in jetpacks and murder your whole village,
ripping their face off.
And we should maybe next week DW will be.
We already did that one.
Fordlandia.
Oh, Fordlandia.
Yeah, catching all the why Amazonian natives hate white people.
Okay.
Is because Ford went down there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Made a country in the middle of another country.
Yeah.
Caught all of the indigenous people and made them harvest rubber trees.
Yeah.
And of course they don't like white people.
Yeah.
Why? If that's your only, if you've been an unconnected tribe forever, essentially, and that's your only connection with white people is a one white guy that came in with a whole bunch of other people
and
murdered everybody. And then the people that he left, he made you farm and cut down your forest.
Rubber trees, yeah. And not to mention all the history before that when the Spanish, they probably heard.
Well, those were a little bit darker than white.
But still.
They're white, yeah.
Not native.
No. Yeah, no, the Spanish, like we talked about the Graham Hancock, I think, on this show a couple months ago.
The Flint Dibble debate.
Yeah, of course, I think Quetzalcoatl's got changes because the Spaniards told you he was a white guy with a beard.
Yeah.
And they just killed 90% of your population. Guess what? Yeah. You know what? Quetzalcoatl was a white guy with a beard. Yeah. You know, I think he was.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
As your husband's laying there without his skull cap. You'll agree.
I agree with anything at that point.
Well, if everybody's getting raped and murdered, yeah, guess what? You're going
to
agree.
Fair enough. I mean, it's a good way to win an argument.
And then the Native Americans got blankets.
Blankets, yeah. Nice, soft,
that'll be a clean. DW. I want a DW shirt that is a quail and a killdozer wearing a smallpox blanket.
That just says, what's it say? What's there?
Don't trust free blankets.
That's okay. That's it.
But it's all wrapped into one. Homesteading, standing up to big government, and don't accept handouts because there's always a string.
That's true. Trust dogs, not blankets.
Trust dogs, not blankets. That's a different show.
Is it?
Now, every one of his things is just because other politicians hate him.
Exactly. That's how you know he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's gotten in a lot of trouble as far as politically because his big thing is cutting budget for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm including the Congress. He wants to gut Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
So, you mean you might kind of taken a liking this guy a little bit?
If he's real, I mean, but how do I know? This isn't, just keep in mind.
The only thing I can
In my opinion, if he was real, if this, what I'm reading is real, he would be dead.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's, you can't, I mean, I don't know. I mean.
Politicians
die.
Kill
lesser
politicians constantly. By lesser, I mean politically powered.
But I think he might have, like, he's smart enough, because he's an MIT guy, he's super smart. He might have, like, the kill switches already set up.
No, that lizard that sits at the head of Congress, it looks like a corpse.
Yeah.
He would just, like, spirits would come from hell and rip him down into hell.
But, okay, listen, if you're going to believe in that there is good in the world, you're going to have a candle
in the
dark room.
Yeah, it's not in the government.
No, even in the government, there's got to be one candle. There's got to be one. And he's the one. And they might be, you know, they might be that lizard. They might have the lizard on the pulpit up there, you know, trying to direct the show. And then he looks down the crowd and he sees the one flame he cannot extinguish. And we need that in society. All of us, we need to be that flame. One small flame connecting with another small flame makes bigger flame.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save